Blog Talk Radio.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
Lord knows it's so sincere.
I gave my heart to you.
But
when my problems disappear,
where do I go? Which way to turn? Preacher man said hell is hot and I wanna burn.
I listen to learn all of my steps. I'ma get the letter weight, so I bitch press. Bliss, just to be in your midst. The streets keep calling, so I put him on the blacklist. I once was blind, but now I see. Boss to men, I'm on bending knee. Who can I trust? Who can I believe? God got my name on a blessing that I must receive. So much more to achieve, so much more I can be. So much you've done for me, you promised to never leave. Forsake me, you gave me hope.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Walking His Ways Impact Voice. We're here live on this lovely Saturday evening. Of course, I thank everybody for tuning in. Those who may be present online, those who may be present on the phone line, I do thank y'all for taking time y'all busy schedule to be a part of this evening's broadcast. My broadcast this week is going to be a young man I've been knowing since early 2000s. He's a businessman. He's just old started the clothing line. We'll get into that this evening. Someone that's very, man, young man, doing great things, powerful things, not just really turn to the life of the streets, but turn to the life of the business world, the corporate world, to make a better life for his family. So, Kelly, welcome to Impact Voice, my brother.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for taking time out to be the schedule to be a part of this evening broadcast. Like I said, I know you just started a clothing line. I see you're doing a lot of big things within the financial arena. So we're going to get off into that tonight, this evening, of course. Like I said, let the viewers know who you are, I mean, what you're doing, that somebody may get something this evening.
Oh, no problem, man. When it comes to financial literacy, basically, I teach people basic financial concepts that most people don't understand when it comes to investing, life insurance, and entrepreneurship. And learning about how they can really, create generational wealth, man. That's what I'm all about. That's what I preach. It's one thing to leave behind generational curses is what's been known in a black community for so long. But now that I've been blessed to come with, the knowledge to understand these things that's like I was saying, that's totally unknown. I just want to share all of my knowledge and just spread all across, man, generational wealth, man, financial literacy, entrepreneurship, because, like I said, man, we understand that. And with my clothing line, I don't consider, it's just a clothing line. I really consider it as a movement, Black Nation, what it stands for, coming together as a people, as a unit, as a unity. Basically just spreading the love and just saying that, man, like, we need to come together. You see people around the city with Black Nation apparel on, Black Nation creations on. Just know, they're really, bought into the process of what we're actually trying to do here and in Mobile, Alabama.
Awesome stuff. And I know that's important to you. I know that's your passion, your drive. And I know among the black community, we don't think about generational wealth. We get stuck, to be honest with you, we get stuck to the government assistance like food stamps, Section 8.
Right.
We get so consumed with that. We get so accustomed with that. We think that's prosperity living. But that's a lie. That's
right.
A trick from the devil. What got you on your journey of financial wealth? What sparked something in you to make a better life?
Well, back in 2017, I actually had a tragedy that would happen to me. It was ultimately resulted into me being a single father. So with certain situations that happened, it kind of forced my hand to actually learn about what is generational wealth. Why do I need life insurance? Why do I need to start investing? Why do I need to start doing my own taxes? Things of that nature, and it really made me grow up as a young man. To really push forward the issue, to just grasp all the knowledge I can. It's the saying, once you stop growing, you're dead. So, like I said, it really, really just hit home for me that I really, really need to sit down and just learn all the things so I can have something to give back to my son. You know, because all of this I do for him, like learning basic financial literacy concepts and especially his clothing line. You know, I actually wanted to leave a legacy. That's exactly what I'm looking to do. It's to leave a legacy and impact on not only his lives, but other people's lives.
Awesome. And I know I bought one of your T-shirts, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And I like the T-shirt.
Appreciate you.
I first seen it on your page, I like that shirt, and I wanted to support you. That's why I went ahead and am willing to pay money. And listen, though, that may be listening. We have up-and-coming entrepreneurs, man. Y'all show y'all support. Don't just ask for freebies.
Oh, damn.
Man, you got the money,
oh,
pay for it. Because this stuff, they come out of your own pocket. And a lot of times, people, especially among the black community, we want freebies all the time. But I was happy to support you. I was happy to give you the money for
the T-shirt.
Man. Oh, you're welcome. And just keep doing big things. Getting back to the insurance. We know life insurance is important. We know tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
How is that coming about within the community? I know we get so caught up in the joy. Don't get me wrong, I like Jays and stuff like that, but Jays don't pay the bills and nothing like that. But how can you just really get in the mindset of a person who's willing to say, you know what, I need to start thinking with my family? How many people on a daily basis give you an average answer about life insurance?
Honestly, man, you'll be kind of like it's actually a crazy situation when it comes to life insurance. Most people view, especially in the black community, most people view life insurance as a bill. Most people don't, because not only we don't understand life insurance, we don't understand like the importance of it and what it actually means. The medium white family leaves, I want to say, approximately $174K and back to their kids. And the medium black family leaves around $1,700. Now, to me, that's a problem. And the one of the most things that they do is they buy an insurance policy. They buy an insurance policy on themselves. And most people don't understand that it's so, so cheap. The younger you are, the cheaper that it is. The older that you get each and every year, it gets more expensive. Now, I believe in term insurance 100% of the time. Term insurance is only pure insurance, which means it's, in the case of a death, it will pay out. For as little as $40 a month, a person, a healthy person, can have over $100K of life insurance on them and their family. And that's unheard of. That is totally unheard of. But in the black community, we don't plan. We don't plan for in case things to happen. You know, and I try to reach, and it's really, really in the millennials, especially people around our age who's over 25, who's reaching those mature years. And I try to get the message over to them via Facebook. If I see somebody out in public, I'm always willing to shake their hand to let introduce myself and let them know what I'm doing and how I can help them. And what most people don't understand, that life insurance is the unhidden secret to generational wealth. And I urge anybody to give me a call, 251-513-4632. If you have any questions concerning life insurance, I give away the secrets. I give away key secrets in life insurance that the insurance company does not want us to know. They do not want us to know, because insurance makes money. That's how we make money. You know, the insurance companies make money just how the banks make money. They use our money to make money. So it's all a game. And I figured out those secrets to the game. I studied real hard so I can give my people the game, so we can start creating some generational wealth and for our own people, you know, and it's something like you said. I'm passionate about when it comes to that. You know, I'm very passionate about when it comes to life insurance, especially when it comes to investing, because, like I said, we leave behind nothing for our kids. Like I said, it's a such thing that's called generational wealth, And it's also something that's called generational debt too, man.
Oh, yeah, 100 on that, because we know that stuff is important, especially with the generation we're in now. We're in a generation where they don't care. They feel like, well, I'm young, I'm good. But I work inside the jail setting. I'm a correction officer, and I work inside the jail, and I'm seeing a lot of young guys, man, on high blood pressure pills, diabetes, you know, all types of these, you know what I'm saying, these sicknesses, because they don't take care of themselves, so they won't take care of themselves in the streets. So they now really was taught. Generational wealth. They wasn't really talking about what I need to do with repair, because we get so accustomed to our jobs. And that's another thing. We feel like, well, my job provides life insurance, but their job is not guaranteed.
That's another thing. And see, that's another thing what people don't understand when it comes to life insurance. Okay, just by having life insurance on your job, yeah, I say if it's cheap or if they're giving it to you for free, keep it. But do not, and I repeat, do not have life insurance solely through your job, because, one, you don't own it. They only give you a certificate. You don't know exactly what goes on into it. And when you leave that job, you no longer have life insurance at all. Some jobs will allow you to keep it, but then if they allow you to keep it, the policy changes, and it's a horrible situation, because it becomes very expensive. And it's just a bad financial decision to do that. I always teach people, you want to have something privately owned that you know what's going on in the policy, that you have the say so over. And I ask people all the time, who has your best interest at heart, you or your job? Who's going to take care of your family, either you or your job? So that's another way, and that's also called group insurance. That's also called group insurance that most people don't understand, but that's also good to have. But on the flip side, man, you want to have something that you take control of, that you have ownership of. Ownership is very important.
Awesome. I love what the Bible said, "Own no man nothing but to love him," and that's a true statement. And we have to get to that, Kelly, to that mindset of "Own no man nothing but to love him." I said. And I know you had brought up an interesting point. You said it look at it as another bill. We don't like to spend money. I'm going to say we don't like to spend no money. We don't like to take our responsibility. We'll go splurge on materialistic things, but we behind on our bills. And that's a bad thing. Like, oh, I go buy 200 pair of shoes, but I'm not going to pay on average, $70-some dollars a month for life insurance? What's better, paying $70 for life insurance or $2 worth of shoes was not going to take care of your family?
Man, it's so crazy, though, that most people don't, like I said, if you're healthy and in good shape and everything like that, man, like, life insurance can be so cheap. And, okay, just say, for example, right, if life insurance was $50 to cover all of your entire family, I teach people a great financial concept that other races has been doing for years. They'll buy a term insurance policy, but they will start investing. They believe in long-term investing. See, us as black people, man, we don't invest. Rich people invest, poor people don't. You know? Rich people invest, poor people don't. You know? And it's a powerful... And the Bible says, and this is something that sticks out to me, a righteous man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. In a Jewish community, man, the great grandparents leave the inheritance to the kids, right? And their immediate kids. So they continue that chain. You know, they continue that chain, and they leave amount, and they leave back unimaginably amounts of wealth. It's so crazy. And they do it through life insurance. They do it through investment. They do it through entrepreneurship. They own businesses. It's crazy how we can go in our own hoods, man, in our own hoods, right? And look who owns the corner stores, right? Look who owns all the corner stores, you know? Yeah. So that's another awakening point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to become business owners. I mean, I didn't start my clothing line up just for a hobby. You know, so I started my clothing line up to have another business beside my business. Trust me, I'm looking for another business to start right now as we speak. You know, because
right.
It don't stop. It does not stop. We need to get in that mindset. Okay, I need life insurance. I need to start investing for my child. If you have kids, so I need to be investing for my own retirement. You know, nearly half Americans don't have at least $25,000 in savings and investments for their retirement. That is a proven fact. That is a proven fact, and it's even worse in the black community, man. We don't leave behind nothing, but luckily it's people out there exactly like me and my team, man, and we try to push that issue. I have a great mentor and a great Wyden Washington II, and he teach me these things all day long. You know, he beats it in my head, and that does nothing but encourage me to just continue to do what I do. Perfect my craft. You know, one day I do believe that the sleeping giant race, as they call it, the black race, will wake up. And when we wake up, man, it's going to be a powerful thing to see. Very powerful thing to see.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to that day because I think it's going on now, spiritually wise, because a lot of people can't hold to. Like I said, with the clothing line, were you always into fashion when you started your clothing line?
Yeah, I mean, for one, I love to dress, man. I love to dress. Suit, tie, bow tie, long tie, it don't matter. I believe first my appearance is everything. You know, I have to keep, you know, saying my image up. If I don't keep my image up, won't nobody even notice me, right? So I want to say I was a young man back before, man, me and you even met. I was really, really just get into it. But it just drawing my attention. You know what I'm saying? I love the song by Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z, Suit and Tie. It gets me going in the morning. Mm-hmm. I get that pumping every single morning. You know what I'm saying? And fashion is everywhere. You know, fashion is everywhere. And what really, really sparked my interest into it, to really do it and turn it into a business, is it's hard to find clothes for my son. You know, so I started making my own clothes. I don't go out and shop, you know what I'm saying, and buy that $30 Nike shirt, although, you know what I'm saying, that $50 Adidas, you know what I'm saying, shirt. No, I curate my own thing. And that's exactly what we need to get into, you know. You know what I'm saying, create something that we own. Buy black, sell black, and be black.
Right. And that's the biggest issue right there, because if you look at any other race, like white people, they stick together. The Asians stick together. The Chinese stick together. All these different races, they stick together. But as us, we don't. We'll support them quicker than we support our own. And that's just really bad.
Right.
Just like if you look at any other business here in Mobile, club-wise, you know, you got a lot of guys who want to, black guys want to open up clubs, but they don't be successful. Why is that?
I mean, when black people want to open up clubs, I mean, you got to understand that it's so many things that goes into owning a club and even starting up a business. You got to put in so much money upfront costs into those type of projects, and if they don't get people to come, which they have to advertise, of course, that's going to take money. They don't get people to come. I mean, it's basically dead in a matter of 2 to 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So it just goes into them really just getting knowledge about just opening up a club or starting up that line. Financial literacy is a must. And if you know how money doubles, if you know how things work in the business world, you will be successful. If the business fails, you got to come back next time and be even smarter. Just because the business failed, that don't mean you give up. You see, that's another thing where it happens in the black community. We always give up on our dreams. Either we give up on our dreams after we started, or we don't even start it at all. Well, most people, black people, don't understand. We are the most creative black people to ever live, to ever race, to ever live. We created just about everything that's actually used today. I mean, to us having the first doctors and different things like that. Just thinking back to things that I'm reading up on when it comes to ancient Kemet, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people don't understand, like, we need to come to ourselves, you know? We need to start learning ourselves, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing. Learn yourself, and then learn about your true history. We were kings and queens, you know, and before we even really, really just knew what a slave was, you know, but... Yeah, man, we need more business owners. I support anybody that has a business. I don't care who you are, what you have. I will buy from you, just because I understand the struggle. I understand what you're trying to do in the community. I understand what type of impact you're trying to do in the community and for the community. You know, because the more black jobs that we have, and we support those jobs, whether it be a club, clothing line, or financial, it don't matter. And when we get to that mindset and start building on that, we can employ our own people. We don't have to look for nobody else to employ. Because black people, we have the highest unemployment rate. So why not try entrepreneurship? Build your own. Cut out the middleman and build your own.
I agree 100% on that because, like you said, researching, like I said, putting in the work. You know, if you, like, for anybody, if you made $1,000 in one day on a product that you created, take that $1,000 and flip it for some more. And that's what we do. A lot of the normal person, they'll probably, I made $1,000, I'm going to go to the mall and shop, and they blew it. Why just take that $1,000, flip it, get $2,000? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't think like that. Yeah, so it's like, take that $1,000, you got $1,000, you whatever you did to get that $1,000, take that $1,000, flip it again, and you may get $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and it builds up. See what, and I know a lot of times we get so on I gotta get out there and get the latest fashion, I gotta get the latest hair, the nails, all that other stuff. But like I said, we don't never think about our families. I know we got 7 minutes left. Investing. How can anybody start investing? Because that's the next thing I want to do. I want to get into investment. I want to start investing my money. So I want my money to start working with me. So how can I get into that stage of investment? And what do I need to start with in an investment program?
Basically, man, to just start investing. Most people don't understand that it don't take a lot of money to start investing, right? With $50 a month, literally will have you a six-figure income by retirement. $50 a month, just that type of stuff, man. I like to sit down with people because seeing is believing, right? If you can see those numbers and understand basic financial concepts and how money doubles over time, that's when we start to learn about investing. But like I was saying, that $50 a month. And mutual funds, Roth IRAs, and different things of that nature, would really have you wealthy in just pure investments. Like I say, black people don't invest. Let's just get it out there. Black people do not exist. Like you said, we'll buy the latest cars, all the weave. All the drugs and whatever that floats your boat on that in that area. We'll buy all the shoes, the material things, but well, we don't realize that we're throwing away wealth. We're throwing away wealth. I read something that actually said, I want to say it was by Dame Dash, and he was having a conversation with the guy. He basically said, we view black people as liquid money, right? View us as how water actually falls out of your hand, you know. And they understand that basic financial concept right there to like, okay, we know black people build wealth for us, so they invent things and because they know we like the flashy stuff and always want to be on top. Without us, won't nothing pop, won't nothing jump off. We transcend everything, but until we get in the mindset of, okay, now I'm not gonna buy from this guy. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not my people. You know what I'm saying? He don't look like me. He ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, do the same thing. He ain't doing nothing for my community. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing for my community. But like I was saying, I mean, we need to really, really start supporting each other, getting together in unity. We need to start getting life insurance. We need to start investing. Like I was saying, $50 a month. You can start up on your investment. $40 a month, depending on your age and different things like that. You can have your whole family covered. And entrepreneurship, just do it. Exactly like you said, man, just do it. If you have an idea, write it down. Make it a plan. Make it a goal and go crush it. You know, bring it to life. I'm telling you, like, once I've really seen me, how I was bringing out shirts and things like that, I was ecstatic to get the feedback that I got. You know, I was ecstatic to get the feedback that I got, but I got that feedback it made me want to do more. You know what I'm saying? It made me want to do more. And so I did it, you know what I'm saying, to show my other people, man, you can do it. Yeah, I just don't talk about finances and stuff like that, man. Let me do something else. And I'm going to come out with something else pretty soon. And I'm going to show them, hey, look, you can do this too. A job is not going to get us where we need to go. Especially if black people have the highest employment rate. And it's only going to get higher.
And I agree, because we get so comfortable and content with being on the job, and then we waste our lives, like, what, 25, 30 years on a job, and, you know, really, and no master wealth. And we get in that mindset, oh, once I retire, I can live the good life. But you realize all of them years you could have money invested, having income coming in, living the good life. You know, everybody wants a big house and a nice car, but they're not willing to put in work to get the big house and the big car. But like I said, white people have been doing this stuff for years, and they still doing it. And us, we just, take it as it is. But it's getting better, though. It's getting better, though, I believe.
It's getting better.
I believe it's
getting better.
Oh, yeah, it's getting most definitely getting better because, people are wising up and then doing that nature. I also want to say about, I got 2 minutes left on the air. What books are you reading? I know entrepreneur, businessmen, they always reading. So what is the number one book you're reading right now?
The number one book that I'm actually reading right now is The Destruction of the Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams. That is the number one book that I'm reading right now. It basically explains every single race from day one of this world creation and how how other races like European races, white races, if you want to say it, how they basically destroyed every single thing and patent every single thing that we did and made it their own. Also, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Most people really know that book by Robert Kiyosaki. That is a great, great book. I'm telling you, I really encourage everybody, if you want to start off with just learning or just changing your mindset about business, that is a great book to read. That is a great book to read. If you can't buy the book, hey, it's on Facebook for free. Listen to the audio. He will read it to you, you know. It's a whole, man, out of 10 people, we have to start using the internet and different things for what it's worth and increasing our knowledge.
I totally agree with that because, God gave us free information online. You know, instead of using online for foolishness stuff, watching hood fights and all this other stuff, man, use the internet wisely to invest in all this wealth and knowledge that we got out there. And I agree with you because we put our energy on negative and not the positive. We got 50 seconds left. Kelly, you have any final remarks for the viewers that may be listening right now?
You can do it. The only thing that I have to say, we have to do it. We have to come up. We need more leaders. I'm looking for business partners to come into my business every single day. If you're online and if you see me in your inbox, talk to me. I don't bite. I'm only looking to help people understand what I understand. I would be a fool to have all of this knowledge and not share it with my brothers and sisters. you know, because I believe that everybody can make it. Everybody has a seat at my table. And that's mm-hmm. I'm trying to expand what I know to other people, man, so we can be on top. We have to be on top. I mean, it's our time. It's your time. Go do it, and I'm going to help you do it.
Amen, man. That's some good stuff. I hope somebody took heed to what was said. And I know we ran out of time this evening, but I do thank you, Kelly, for taking 30 minutes out of your busy schedule, man, to chop it up with me here on Impact Voice. And the replay will be up, and I will see the replay of the broadcast, Kelly. You know, better share with air those who may not got a chance to. So I appreciate you once again, my brother. Keep doing big things, and I'm going to keep supporting you.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Hey, man. Thank you for even offering me the opportunity, man. It was a real blessing.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. Like I said, the replay gonna be up, and I'm gonna send that to you, and you can play it on your page. So everybody that listen, man, you have a great evening, and we'll see you next time here on Walking This Ways Impact Voice. Everybody have a great night.